Q4, it's the ultimate pressure cooker. Your team is hustling, your pipeline is stacked, and the clock is ticking. But here is the thing: success in the last quarter isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. Today, we are breaking down the ultimate Q4 checklist for sales managers and account executives. From closing deals and coaching your team to planning for a killer Q1, I've got actionable tips and real-world example to help you dominate the final stretch of the year. Are you ready to finish strong? Let's dive in. Hey there, welcome back to the Leadership Podcast. I am Liliane, but you can call me Lily. And as you just heard, we are diving into Q4 strategies today. Whether you're leading a sales team or closing deals yourself, this episode is packed with the insights you need to crush those year-end targets. And look, I get it. Q4 can be intense. It's like running a marathon while also juggling flaming torches. But with the right focus, you can make this your best quarter yet. So let's talk about what you need to do starting right now. All right, sales managers, let's start with you. Your team looks to you for guidance, so let's talk about how to steer the ship. Revenue and goal alignment. These are top of mind. So first thing first, know your number. Pull up your dashboard and look at how you're pacing towards your revenue goal. Let's say you're at 80% and there is 6 weeks left. What's the plan? Identify the deals most likely to close and double down on those. It's not the time to chase cold leads. And hey, stretch goals are awesome, but be real about what's achievable. If your team's average deal cycle is 90 days, you're not closing fresh leads this quarter. Pipeline reviews and coaching. Here's the thing, stop doing generic pipeline reviews. Instead, get specific. Let's say Sarah on your team has a 50K deal stuck in the proposal stage. Sit down with her and ask, what's stopping them from signing? Do they need a final push like a free implementation offer or extra seats for next year? You know, help your reps problem solve. What I've noticed is when Q4 comes or when the pressure gets higher, we tend to forget to leverage coaching. As a leader, coaching is your real value. So really use it. I highly recommend you leverage MedPeak as your framework to run a structured conversation with your account executive. Make sure that they understand their deal's dynamics and the gaps that, need to be fixed. So make sure that the AE comes prepared for this session, because the goal is really to get actionable coaching, and obviously we want to improve win rates. So the account executive needs to come with a deal summary and account plans and relevant data. So first thing is you start the session with a bit of an introduction and information regarding the context of the up. So it's all about getting an overview of the deal. What's the situation with the customer or prospect, so that you understand exactly where you stand, where you and him stand with that deal. And then you go through the whole MedPeak framework. So it's almost like going through an analysis, and you're going to go through every single item. So, metrics, economic buyer, decision criteria, decision process, paper process, identify pain, champion, and competition. So, metrics are critical. And what I used to see quite a bit is that sometimes AEs had no clue about the measurable outcomes the customer wanted to achieve, which is already a big problem. So we need to make sure that the account executive got that right, understands what are the metrics and how the customer will calculate the ROI. So we need to make sure that AEs have quantifiable metrics and that they can tie them to the buyer's business objectives. What are the positive business outcomes that they are trying to achieve? We need to make sure that we understand who is the ultimate decision maker, who is the economic buyer. Have we engaged with them directly? The economic buyer is the person who can actually find budget when you're told that there is no budget. That person can find the budget. So, getting into direct communication with that person is critical. And if they haven't connected with them, it is super important now to find the strategies to access them ASAP. Decision criteria, like this is important to understand, what criteria will the customer use to make their decision? Do we know their priorities? So it is important that the AE has fully mapped out and influenced the decision criteria. Decision process, what is the step-by-step process for the customer to make their decision? Who's involved? And what are the key milestones? It is important that you verify that the AE understands the process and the timelines, And at this stage, it is important to almost be able to reverse engineer so that you can identify, where there's a lack of alignment or where we're going to have a problem because the clock is ticking. Paper process, what does their procurement process look like? Are there any anticipated delays? It is super important once again that there is an early alignment with legal and procurement teams. Any important deals where legals and procurement, where those things ha have not been completely figured out yet, that would be almost like a red flag at this stage. So, important to have that early alignment with legal and procurement teams. Are we clear on the customer's primary pain and how critical it is for them to solve it? It is important that the AE can validate the urgency of solving the pain point with customer feedback. So we need to make sure that we're on top of that. Who is the champion in the account? And how are they advocating for us internally? If that person the AE claims to be a champion doesn't really have any influence, then that is not a champion. So it is important to make sure we have a strong champion, that we have tested that person. And if we realize that this is a very weak champion, we need to brainstorm ways to cultivate one or to find a good one. Competition. Who are we competing against? What is our differentiation? Do we know? It is important to make sure that we are positioning and building value beyond pricing. If it's just pricing, things can get tricky. So yeah, discuss the gaps and weaknesses that you've identified, and then, make sure that you have actionable steps to address them. And yeah, so close that session with a quick recap and agree on the actions and the follow-up meetings to review progress. Another thing on top of coaching is customer retention and growth. Don't sleep on renewals. If you lose a major account, it'll overshadow your wins. So work with customer success team to flag at-risk accounts. For example, if you got a client who hasn't used your product in 3 months, now it's time to reach out. Make sure that you plan for Q1. You can't start January with an empty pipeline, so plant seeds now. Encourage your team to schedule discovery calls for January and February while they're wrapping up year-end deals. It's like farming, What you plant now, you harvest next quarter. And last but not least, obviously, sales managers, it is important to celebrate your wins, your team wins. So it is simple, but it's also so important. So if your team closes, somebody closes a big deal, stop what you're doing, shout them out on Slack, or better yet, ring the gong if you have one. But this is super important because little moments like that go a very long way in Q4. All right, account executives, we discuss MedPeak, and that's not only for sales managers, that's for you as well. So it's your turn. Q4 is your Super Bowl, so it's time to shine. So here is your playbook. Prioritize the pipeline. Don't get distracted chasing everything. Focus on the deals that are closest to closing. For example, if you got 3 deals that just need legal approval, spend your energy there instead of chasing a prospect who still needs a demo. That's common sense, I know, but I've seen it with my reps. Focus is important. Close like a pro. Make it easy for your buyer to say yes. If you've got a deal on the fence, ask yourself, what's the one thing that could tip the scales? Maybe it's offering a slight discount or throwing a free feature. For instance, I remember I had a rep who closed like a 30K deal in December just by offering a client 1 extra month of service for free. That tiny incentive sealed the deal. That created a bit of an urgency. Don't forget to nurture your relationships. People don't do it, but in December, it is the time to send those thank you emails. One of my favorite tactics is dropping a handwritten note in the mail. Nobody does that anymore, so it stands out. And don't just say thank you for your business, make it personal. I loved collaborating with you on such and such project, and I am excited to help your team grow next year. Upselling opportunities. Don't forget your current customers are gold mines. Look at who's using your product the most and ask, what else can we do? What else can we do to help them? And stay ready for Q1. One of the best things you can do in Q4 is book time with your clients for January. A simple line like, hey, let's touch base in early January to plan your 2025 goals, shows that you're invested in their success beyond this very quarter. So we don't forget, relationships, and we always look ahead. Now, here's the thing about Q4. It is intense. Whether you're a manager or an AE, you've got to take care of yourself and your team. So stay organized. Use whatever works for you, a to-do list, your CRM, a project management tool. Do whatever you need to stay organized. Monitor your metrics. Keep an eye on your close rates and average deal size. Celebrate small wins. And last but not least, protect your energy. Q4 can feel like you're juggling 100 things at once. So don't forget to take breaks. I know it's basic, but even a 10-minute walk outside can reset your brain. So if you're a manager, encourage your team to do the same. It's not about working harder. It's about working smarter. All right, that's your Q4 checklist. Whether you're managing a team or hustling your to close your deals, remember this: Q4 isn't just about the number. It's about relationships, planning, and setting yourself up for long-term success. Before I sign off, here is your action item. Pick one thing from this checklist and start today. So if you enjoyed this episode, share it with your team or drop a quick review. It will help me, you know. So, as always, stay tuned for more tips and strategies to level up your leadership. Thank you for listening to the Leadership Podcast, and let's finish Q4 strong.